Today's episode, Dead Man Summit. In recognition of Halloween this week, Alt 92.5 will be providing a few tales from the specter and metaphysical realm that can be found in the annals along El Camino Sierra. Most travelers along El Camino Sierra consider the Caltrans sign about 25 miles north of Mammoth Lakes, exclaiming the spooky moniker Dead Man Summit, as merely another highway waymark that denotes their auto-transported progression to yet another magical location here in the Eastern Sierra. But the gruesome story behind how Dead Man Summit got its name is the stuff that the scariest Hollywood fright movies are made of. In 1861, the burned and headless body of Robert Hume, a prospector, was found in a shallow grave not far from this site. Later, the head was located in a nearby stream now known as Dead Man Creek. Hume was last seen alive with his partner named Farnsworth while searching for the fabled lost cement mine. When next seen, Farnsworth was asked about his partner, to which he told a story of a surprise attack and barely escaping with his own life. A subsequent investigation proved this to be untrue, but unfortunately, before an arrest warrant could be issued, Farnsworth disappeared. However, the legend did not end here. A few years later, the remains of two nameless prospectors were found near the bottom of what is now Dead Man's Pass. Then, in December of 1879, William Haynes, a postal worker, was reported missing during a severe winter storm while transporting mail between Mammoth and King's Ranch. His body and mail bags were later discovered near the bottom of what is now Dead Man's Summit. Be careful if you're out exploring this beautiful area of Mono County this Halloween. You just can't be sure what you might stumble across, and maybe adding your own tale along El Camino Sierra.